A dainty fairy with a broken wing ran past, her face glittering in the late afternoon sunshine, followed by a green witch with dramatic brows arched high, whose carefree laughter betrayed the sinister frown slashed across her mouth. Savage sidestepped the pair, while Becca smiled and watched as they scampered off. It was the spring equinox festival, and the town of Hawk's Landing had emerged from the long, frigid winter, coldest on record, and the trauma of the serial killings that had gripped the community last Christmas. Everyone was determined to enjoy themselves. The indomitability of the human spirit, Savage thought, as he nodded to smiling market shoppers. The sun had gotten the memo and had come out to join the party. Despite the light breeze that carried the scent of fresh flowers, it was a beautiful late March day. "Hard to believe Connor will be running around soon," Becca murmured, watching the gaggle of costumed children darting between vendors. Savage glanced down at his sleeping son in the stroller, wishing he could be so at peace while he slumbered. "Not too soon, I hope. He's only 7 months old." But already Connor was rocking back and forth on his behind and pulling himself into a standing position whenever he got the chance. Becca was right. It wouldn't be long before he was toddling around their newly renovated farmhouse.
"Morning, Sheriff," called Bob Cullen, an old-timer who owned the general store. "Good luck on your re-election. I'm rooting for you."
"Thanks, Bob." Beside him, Becca stiffened. She hadn't said as much, but he knew she didn't want him to stand for another term. 4 years was long enough in her book. Let someone else take the mantle and be the one to put their life on the line. Give up their family time and pledge their commitment to the community. Anyone but him. Problem was, there wasn't anyone else. None of his deputies were up for the job. Thorpe wasn't the leading type. Sure, he'd acted as sheriff once before, but he'd already said he didn't want to do that again. Sinclair would make a great sheriff one day, but she was still too young and inexperienced. And Littleton? He scoffed as he thought about the nervy, clumsy deputy he was trying to train, but who didn't seem to be rising to the challenge like he'd hoped. Littleton wasn't even a consideration. Besides, Savage wasn't ready to give up the job. Last year had been tough, but he finally felt like he'd been accepted into the community and was making a difference. Hell, over the last few years, he'd put some real bad guys behind bars, run off a gang of Denver drug-dealing thugs looking to muscle in on his territory, and was doing a lot to clean up this town. He didn't want to quit now, not when he was making some real headway. They strolled toward the town square, past lines of colorful banners flapping in the breeze. Everywhere you looked, stalls were selling handmade crafts, local produce, and artisanal goods. The sizzling aroma of street food overpowered the floral scent, making his stomach rumble.
"Can I interest you in a hot dog, Sheriff? Best lamb sausage in the county,"
called Mrs. Gibbons as they walked past. He didn't doubt it. The Gibbons family ran a sheep farm outside of town. Unfortunately, it was difficult to greet people with a mouthful of food. "Maybe later. Thanks, Lynn." As much as he didn't want this outing to be about him, Lord knows, he and Becca needed some family time. It was an election year, and the eyes of the town would be on him. Despite not being born here, he'd begun to think of Hawk's Landing as his town, his community. These people had put their faith in him, trusted him to do a good job. And he wouldn't let them down. A local band played a lively blend of country and western music on a large wooden stage that had been constructed in the middle of the square. The deep twang of the lead guitarist's steel strings and the rhythmic stomp of the drummer filled the air. Their energetic tune had the crowd tapping their feet and nodding along, enjoying the festive atmosphere.
"Good to see people enjoying themselves," Becca said, watching them with a touch of longing.
He contemplated asking her to dance, but they had Connor with them, and given the way she'd been acting toward him lately, he wasn't sure she'd even want to. He didn't blame her, not one bit.